when you walk into the ring for the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Truckers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trucker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Oh, precious Blood River Radio White family, thank you for hanging on. We have a full board of, we lots of got some great people here. We have Jason Robb has stayed over. He's going to give a quick, his website material, for information, how you get back, especially for about the homeschooling he talked about. We have the Bitter Ender in. It's very unusual. I don't think I can ever remember the Bitter Ender being on second hour, but he's got some really hot stuff that he's really got him stirred up about. Yours truly got me started off about. It's about hate legislation coming through the state of Tennessee legislature. We have a man on here I highly respect. We have Mike Weaver on. He is the founder of the Goyim Defense Network. The man's got the guts of a lion. He's got the integrity of he's an incredible man. I'm glad to have him on. He's going to tell us all about the incredible corruption in the Douglas County, Georgia Sheriff's Department, Police Department. And when he, as he's winding down, we have an attorney, Jason Robb, is listening. He is going to agree to answer questions that Mike might have. He's agreed to answer questions that Gene may have and give us any. I know he may not be able to do it, you know, I don't know how the license affects like that, but he can at least give advice. I can give advice. So I don't know. We'll let Jason. He's a lawyer. I'm not. But he's here listening. And I'm really excited about that. So anyway, with that, Mike, Jason Robb's over for the first hour, so people know he's on. Our people know the Bitter Ender. But if you introduce yourself right quickly and tell us the story that you about what's going on down there in Douglas County, Georgia. Go ahead, Mike, and welcome to the Blood Rip Radio, brother.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be on your show. My name is Michael Weaver. I've been an activist for white rights for 30 years now. I started out with the National Alliance under the leadership of Dr. William Pierce. Well, anyway, this case happened, actually started November 3rd of 2023, when a friend of I were distributing political and religious flyers in Douglas County, Georgia. My friend was raided by a dozen armed deputies from the Douglas County Sheriff's Office. His wife and himself were arrested for counts of littering. Now, they actually got a warrant for littering for distributing political and religious speech, even though I'm going to give a law to Jason Robb that under Statesboro Publishing v. City of Sylvania, the Georgia Supreme Court ruled that literature is not litter. Despite this ruling in our favor, they still put out warrants out for my friend. They were arrested. We had to bond them out of jail. That was $4,000. The judge that imposed a $30,000 bond is Magistrate Judge Susan Camp in Douglas County. And she actually gave Matt Hillary Jacobs a $30,000 bond, despite this being a misdemeanor, when she was giving felony defendants bonds of a lot lower cost. And the main deputy that's involved in this raid is a major named Matt Gray. So this is the case of Douglas County, total disregard for our First Amendment rights that veterans have fought and died for in America. So we hired the Free Expression Foundation by attorney Glenn Allen, and we plan on filing a civil rights lawsuit against Douglas County for violating our civil rights.
That's a great introduction. You know, one of the reasons I'm so excited about getting you on here, Mike, is because we have a similar situation shaping up in the state of Tennessee. Gene, if you don't mind, brother, quickly tell the people in the audience what's going on in the state legislature that has a direct, it has very many similarities with the, what went on in Florida with DeSantis going to Israel, signing in legislation, making it a crime to criticize Israel, Jews, et cetera, et cetera. Tell them, Brother Gene, about this Tennessee, the thing going on in our home state where you and I live. Go ahead, Brother. Go ahead, Gene.
All right. Well, we're getting ready to start the Tennessee General Assembly, and that's always a time to hold your breath in Tennessee. No telling what these clowns are going to come up with. And hopefully the state will survive the weeks of the General Assembly meeting in Nashville. Who knows what we're going to get out of that. There's a Representative Lamberth that's come up with this goofy act that he wants passed as a law in Tennessee. It's an anti-hate bill for the General Assembly to pass on it. It's called the Peace Act, P-E-A-C-E, Protecting Everyone Against Crime and Extremism Act, all that stuff. So the idea being that if you don't like somebody and what they say, you can have them arrested, and it's a misdemeanor, it's not a felony, but have them arrested and drugged through the courts for lawfare, and just if you disagree with them. And it goes back to 2023. There was a march through Nashville by a group of people that were carrying, well, it really weren't Nazi flags. They called them neo-Nazis, but they weren't Nazi flags, German flags. The real Nazi flag is a red flag with a white circle and a black swastika in it. And these people were just carrying black flags with a red swastika on it. And they had plenty of the damn Yankee flags out there, too. So I guess they don't like the Yankee flags either. And lo and behold, unfortunately, one out of this group carried a Confederate battle flag. So that, I think God that forbid. Really set them off more than anything. You know, that's the end of the world if that's out there in public. So, yeah, this clown's coming up with this act, this Peace Act, and I think they misspelled it. Instead of P-E-A-C-E, they ought to put a P-I-E-C-E, Piece of, Stuff Act.
That's, yes.
We won't yes. give the rest of it. So I'll turn it back over to Michael and let him put in his opinion of what the great General Assembly is cooking up for us in Tennessee.
Mike, go ahead. I think that what's going on in Tennessee is very similar to what's going on in Georgia, and what's in even more so. If you get time, if you'd like to, how does the Georgia laws, or how do they mesh with the resemble the laws we know, the Dronian laws in Florida that passed under DeSantis, Rick DeSantis, the race traitor he is. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, well, I'm actually familiar with this so-called Peace Act that these two white Republican cucks are trying to introduce and pass as law. I've covered this story extensively on my social media known as Gab, and I believe that this Peace Act is unconstitutional as it strips freedom-loving Americans of their First Amendment rights that's guaranteed in the United States Constitution. Furthermore, I'll get into where I was distributing flyers in my hometown of Cartersville, Georgia, and they actually gave me a citation a couple years ago. My lawyer fought the citation and never even went to court, but then they passed another ordinance to stop the distribution of flyers by saying it's interfering with a parked vehicle. So this is an ongoing assault nationwide on our First Amendment rights. But what you will notice, though, is these are only on the attacks of the rights of white Americans. When we exercise our free speech, it seems to involve the police or special ordinances to protect people's feelings. However, blacks, Jews, and homosexuals really are allowed to exercise their First Amendment rights, and no one's arresting them or giving them citations or tickets or dragging them into a Bolshevik kangaroo court system for exercising their rights. It's only white Americans that under attack in America, even though it was white men that founded and created our Constitution of the United States.
Well, I'll guarantee you that was correct. You got the right idea there, and that happened here in Nashville. When we had all the Antifa and the Black Lives Don't Matter to other blacks going on back in 2020, we had a twit for a mayor that told the rioters to wear masks and maintain your social distancing. That's what kind of brilliant idiots we have running the government in Nashville. So they paid him back by breaking into the courthouse and setting the courthouse on fire. So in downtown Nashville. So as far as I know, nothing happened to those people. I mean, they're tearing up they were smashing windows, tearing up businesses up and down Lower Broad, where all the honky-tonks are and all people come for the country music and get drunk and fall off the pedal bars out in the street down there. But anyway, so nothing happens to them. And they even went up to Capitol Hill and tore down the statue of Edward Ward Carmack. And Carmack mm-hmm. was a senator, a state senator, and he got in an argument with somebody running a newspaper over prohibition. And Carmack was against the sale of alcohol. He said it destroyed people's families and things like that. Well, this editor and some of his people wound up having Carmack shot and killed on the street in Nashville. And they put up this statue to him for his laying down his life. So anyway, that's the background on all this, and we'll get back to it after the break.
Yes, thank you, Gene. Thank you so much. Well, Gene, you're right. Gene's right. We have to go to our first break at the second hour. We'll be right back, folks.
Okay, listen up, people. I'm beating the bushes for a few good men. I don't want you boys the alt-right. I want the hardcore of the hard-right. And I need you front and center, boots on the ground, at a minute's notice, in the streets, and I need your money. You know the problem that the whites of the world face. It's the all-too-real threat of global extermination. And you know what's going on in South Africa and Western Europe. And unless you're semi-comatose, you've already seen the first stages of white genocide unfolding in our country. Our culture is under constant full-scale attack by our enemy. The enemy never sleeps. They spend day and night wrecking the monuments and the graves of our beloved kin. They attack us physically everywhere we go. They've already taken the linen and our stone. Now they're coming after our flesh. And if you're not too squeamish, if you want to be part of the number one white advocacy group and the number one white civil defense group in the United States, then contact Eddie Bombardier Miller at BloodRiverRadio.com. And please, please donate. And God knows you need us as much as we need you. Thank you.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at CSPOA.org. That's CSPOA.org.
I'll tell you one thing that every good soldier knows. The only thing that counts in the end is power. Naked, merciless force!
Dear Blood River Radio family, I had to check with our guest, our great guest, Mike, because I didn't know, I don't want to out him too much, because he'll tell you why.
Intrepid about him having him come on the air to talk what he's going to talk about now without getting him okay first.
Go ahead, Mike, and tell us what you're talking about. Tell us what we talked about during the break. Go ahead, son.
Unfortunately, this is not America anymore. This is a Bolshevik-controlled government because on 4th of July, when everyone flies the cheap Chinese American flag and talk about how free we are of the country, it's sad to say that in America, we live in an Orwellian police state where law enforcement violate the civil rights of white Americans on a daily basis. And because of that, for speaking out against the Jewish power structure, I have a misdemeanor warrant in Douglas County, Georgia, for daring to have the temerity as an American citizen, a free white man, to exercise his God-given constitutional rights guaranteed under the First Amendment to distribute political and religious literature in the People's Republic of Douglasville, Georgia.
Wow. In that case, now, let me ask you this. If you were to, is this the same type of warrant, would the penalties, the same penalties apply
to your two friends, their house was raided by a large number of armed agents, armed police. Was that the same type of war? I assume that's the exact same type of warrant.
Yeah,
issued
this
for
is
them.
A this is a quote misdemeanor warrant for quote littering for distributing political and religious literature, even though the Georgia Supreme Court case law, Statesboro Publishing versus City of Sylvania, by the highest court in the state of Georgia, has already ruled on this, that you may distribute literature, whether it be in driveways, yards, someone's front porch, and it does not constitute litter. But apparently the low IQ sheriffs in Douglas County can't seem to comprehend the United States Constitution, the Georgia State Constitution, or Georgia Supreme case law that gives Americans the right to distribute political and religious literature in this manner.
Are your friends, Mike, are your friends, presumably they're out of jail by now, because it's been quite some time since they were arrested. How much time in jail did they have to do, Mike?
Actually, yes. Let me get to that real quick. Judge Susan Kemp imposed a $30,000 bond on Matt and Hillary Jacobs. So we raised the money, which was $4,000, to secure the release. This case has been ongoing for 13 months now, and there's still no court date. And the reason why there's no court date is because they know, because they've been contacted by our attorney with the actual law, that they violated our civil rights, which under U.S. Code Title 18, Sections 241 and 242, conspiracy against rights under color of law and deprivation of rights under color of law are federal felonies. So their deputies that violated our civil rights are guilty of federal felonies. I'll say that now.
Well, I'll ask you.
That's why there's no court case. That's why there hasn't been. I'll tell Mr. Rob this, too, since he's listening. Mr. Rob, there's been, according to our attorney, there's been no formal accusation against any of us, the Jacobs or myself. No formal accusation has ever been filed against us.
Wow. I say wow, but it doesn't surprise me, because they don't want that to go to court, because they know they clearly violated their rights. It always shocks me when we clearly see the overt discrimination against our people. We see it all the time, but you know, when literally just trying to pass out literature and they're trying to hunt you down like you committed a murder, you know, that shows how much they're afraid of us getting out there and trying to awaken our people. They do not want to do that, and all this does is, you know, chill our free expression, our free rights, and that's the purpose of it, because they want to scare people, other people out there, and not doing what you're doing, Michael. And I gotta definitely just give you, you know, the praise and not backing away, because I know you have been fighting this fight for a very, very long time, decades.
It's just a shame that here in America that we have citizens that are actually have warrants out for their arrest and that have been arrested and held in jail on high bonds, when all they did is peacefully in a lawful manner exercise their First Amendment rights that we have a right to do as Americans, that veterans have fought and died for this right. My dad's a veteran. My grandpa was a veteran. I've never served, by the way. But veterans have fought and died for this right. And for these people to knowingly and willingly violate our rights, and then it's been 13 months and not give a court date because they don't want to take it to court because they know that they screwed up and violated our constitutional rights. That is an outrage, and all freedom-loving Americans should be outraged that we're not allowed as white Americans to exercise our God-given constitutional rights in America that our founding fathers gave to us.
Not something, I never, ever, 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 ever play the veterans card, but you have two veterans, the Vietnam War, on this show right now. The Bitter Ender, who I love like a brother, he knows that. Myself, I always say that he was a Marine, but I tried to get in the Marines, but I flunked. They found out my parents were married, so I couldn't get in. But anyway, I had to go in.
Thanks a lot, Eddie.
I had to go to the Army. Oh, I'm sorry, Gene. But, yeah, Gene, Semper Fi, brother. That being said, I'll ask you a rhetorical question, Mike, and our other
sure.
buds are listening. Correct me if I'm wrong. The number one group of people
that you were shining the light on, exposing absolute, complete, unchallenged, undisputed control of, or the Jews. If I'm not, am I right or wrong?
Yeah, my literature mainly focuses on exposing Jewish crimes against humanity and exposing the Jewish power structure that has a stranglehold over not just America, but pretty much the entire world. And I want to expose that. I also expose corrupt government officials that violate people's constitutional rights. If you're a government actor, whether you be a mayor, a judge, police chief, sheriff, I actually will expose anyone that violates an American's right to free speech and the right to peacefully assemble. I am a staunch supporter of the First Amendment. That is the hill I will die on. I have no problem with fighting an injustice that I believe that needs to be remedied, and I'm going to do all that I can to secure justice for me and the Jacobs.
Another little injection here. Governor Rick DeSantis took a trip, not one, but two. He took two plane trips. Where did he go? He went to Israel. He went there, kissed the Wailing Wall, just like every, like you name the politicians we have, Trump, Biden, they all kissed the Wailing Wall. Really, I'd probably kiss in the ass if it would be a better, be more accurate. But they went there, and correct me if I'm wrong, Governor DeSantis of Florida signed this hate legislation to make it a law. Pretty serious law. You can do jail time in Florida for
House Bill 269, I believe you're referring to, correct?
Yeah, that's it. And now that several questions. That law, how similar are the laws in Georgia to the Florida law? And since you are familiar with the Peace Act in Tennessee, are these laws all kind of like double first cousins, for better, lack of a better way to describe it, Mike? And and if there, and I, God knows, I know this is rhetorical here, but is there, in the history of the world, has there ever been another group, a small minority, that can have such a stranglehold on a nation, supposedly be the largest, most powerful military and economy the world's ever seen, the United States of America? They brought them to their knees, got them by the gonads. I don't want to get too carried away here, but.
Sure.
But what do you know about those laws? How dangerous are we in the state of Tennessee falling under a Dragonian dictatorship law of the people that Jesus Christ called their father the devil, of their father the devil?
Yeah, well, first and foremost, what we're seeing here from the Jewish power structure is what I like to say the domino effect. It first started in Florida under House Bill 269 signed by Governor DeSantis that I think you can do up to 5 years. It's a class 3 felony if you criticize the Jews in Florida. It's actually a felony. It's up to 5 years, you know, for putting out a flyer exposing them. And then later on, it went to California, which they passed a Stop Hate Littering Act. That hate litter is any kind of speech that the Jews hate. So that's basically any pro-white speech or any speech that exposes the Jewish power structure. So they passed a law called the Stop Hate Littering Act. And then we've got what you're talking about, the Peace Act, that they're trying to pass in Tennessee. So this is having a domino effect where this is going to go over every state to where eventually it's going to be illegal to criticize the Jews or Israel. Probably, I would say, the next 2 to 3 years maximum. It will be like the old Soviet Union. It will be a death sentence to criticize the Jews and their power structure. That's what we're seeing now here in America. So in order for the Jewish power structure to maintain their power, they're going to have to get rid of two things: the First Amendment, our right to speak out against this injustice, and the Second Amendment, our right to defend ourselves and our family against a tyrannical government. And believe you and me, we live under a tyrannical government right now.
You got that right. And you referenced the old Soviet Union of when Uncle Joe Stalin came into power, but one of the first laws he passed is make it the death penalty. You're absolutely right, Mike. A death sentence to criticize a Jew. Folks, we got to go to a quick break. We'll be right back. This will be a 5-minute break, so get you some coffee if you need to. We'll be right back in 5 minutes. Hang on to your seats.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. If you had any doubts about it being winter, well, think again.
Temperatures this morning, International Falls, 14 degrees below zero. Chicago is a little warmer. Temperatures are only in the lower teens. Minneapolis, temperatures are right around zero. So very cold air across parts of the Dakotas, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa. Pretty typical temperatures for a very cold air mass. At the moment, not a lot of records, though.
Bob Orovac, lead forecaster with the National Weather Service.
A lot of cold air in place across the country. It's really setting up the potential for a pretty, very impactful storm. Anywhere from the plains into the lower Missouri Valley, Mississippi Valley, Ohio Valley, and eventually into the eastern United States over the next several days.
And late today, parts of eastern Kansas and Missouri up to 8 to 12 inches of snow in bitterly cold conditions. Also at townhall.com, Congress notified by the Biden administration of a planned $8 billion weapons sale to Israel.
The sale includes medium-range air-to-air missiles to help Israel defend against airborne threats, 155-millimeter projectile artillery shells for long-range targeting, Hellfire AGM 114 missiles, 500-pound bombs, and more. It would add to a record of around $18 billion in military aid that the U.S. has provided Israel since the war began more than a year ago. I'm Julie Walker.
Police in Denmark are investigating a report of some 20 drones over the port of Kyiv, just southwest of Copenhagen. Police had been called to the site by a witness who claimed to have seen the drones that later disappeared at a very high rate of speed. Police are trying to determine who owns the drones, as no permission had been issued for the drone flights in that area. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Right now with an important...
Pain is affecting your life. I've got the perfect New Year's resolution for you. Make 2025 the year of feeling good again. The year of moving better, sleeping better, feeling more alive. Do it with Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by a team of doctors, it doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Over a million of us have turned to Relief Factor. Feel the difference it can make in your life. Give their three-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95, less than $1 a day. Just takes a phone call to 1-800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF. You can start feeling better in 3 weeks or less, and every day you feel better is a day you live better. Wherever you're hurting, back, neck, joints, or muscles, make 2025 the year of feeling good again. Try Relief Factor's three-week quick start today. Just go to relieffactor.com. That's relieffactor.com, or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with managed IT services.
Blood River Radio is the only news media in the United States whose sole purpose of being is to fight against the ever-rising tide of global white genocide, both soft and hard genocide, whether it is in the form of ethnic cleansing via the current massive invasion of non-white, non-Christian hordes that are overwhelming the once all-white nations of Western Europe, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, or via the Hajj genocide in South Africa, where the rape, murder, and torture of whites is an ongoing daily occurrence. Though we are a Christian brotherhood, we will cooperate with other groups in our operations if it will shorten our people's casualty list. We further pledge to you to leave the radio studio at every opportunity and take it to our churches, to our universities, and most importantly, we promise to occupy the streets. However, none of our mission can succeed without funding. Please help us all that you can and donate to our cause by going to www.bloodriverradio.com.
Gave you power, huh? Let me tell you something, boy. If I did give you power, you got nothing. Nobody gives you power. Real power is something you take.
Dear Blood River Radio family, that commercial is her real power. Real power is something that you take. Ain't nobody going to give you no real power, no freedom, no rights, no liberty, no nothing. With that, we're going to go to my spirit son, Jason Robb. He's going to give the website, how you can join the Klan, how you can get information on homeschooling, anything like that. And also, like he said earlier, any information you need that Jason's not able to give you, if you send me an email, Eddie@BloodRiverRadio.com. I'll promise you I'll get that information to Jason and or Mike and or Gene and or Monica. Anybody else you want to get a word to, let me know, and it will be gotten to them. So, Jason, if you will, go ahead and give them all the information, how they could get join your organization, how they can get homeschool material, anything you can think of like that. So go ahead, Jason.
Sure. So they can type in kkknationaloffice.com. That's kkknationaloffice.com. Or they can that's for the Knights Party website. Or they can go to christianrevivalcenter.net, christianrevivalcenter.net, and that has our website for our church. That has more information about homeschooling. There's a email there, revival@southshore.com, that we can get more information about homeschooling and various other things. But those are the two websites, and I will hand that back over to you.
Okay, people, like I said, no, I'll just say it one more time. If you did not get that, if there's anything else, say if you think, say for an hour after the show's over, you say, oh, I wish I'd asked you this or that, you can send me an email, Eddie@BloodRiverRadio.com. That's on our website, Blood River Radio website. And we'll get those questions to Mike, to Jason, to Monica, whoever you have the question for. But these are the most pertinent tonight are Jason and Mike. So that's so they're going. With that, we're going to go right back to Mike. I mean, we're a warrior. I don't know of anybody that's doing what you're doing, Mike, and I really salute you. So go ahead and continue on, Jason. Mike.
Yeah, if anyone wants to see the controversy surrounding our factual flyers, they can do so at gtvflyers.com. That's gtvflyers.com, where they can download it and distribute about 20 or I think it might be up to 25 different flyers covering a panoply of different topics. And also to wrap it up, I like people to know that the DEI hire, who's the state court solicitor of Douglas County, is a black female named Sonia Compton. Our attorney sent her a letter many, many months ago to let her know that they had violated her civil rights, that we had a constitutional right to freedom of speech. She ignored the letter. And then another disturbing thing that I need to bring to your audience's attention is Lauren Wallace is an assistant district attorney who is now voted into – she's now a judge as of December of 2024. And it is allegedly that she influenced the judge, Susan Camp, to give the Jacobs a higher bond because of the, quote, provocative nature of the flyers. Well, for one, we don't need an assistant DA who's now a presiding Superior Court judge to give people a higher bond or to influence other judges to give a higher bond because she doesn't like the First Amendment in America. People like that have no business being an assistant DA, let alone a Superior Court judge.
Amen to that. Anything to add to that, Gene?
No, they're doing great, and these are two experts in this field that really need to have all the time that they want to get this information out to our listeners. People can't believe that this is going on in America, but it does. And Eddie, just a side note here, you and I were on the front lines of this canceling free speech when we went to Charlottesville, Virginia.
You got
and
that right.
And that was, they turned their animal thugs loose on us, Antifa and the BLMers, to literally attack us in the streets. So the people that were going to speak out for the rights of conservatives and white people and defending our history and defending the Lee the Robert E. Lee statue in Lee Park in Charlottesville, Virginia, defending a Virginian in Virginia, were attacked on the streets. And the cops and that worthless mayor and the highway patrol did absolutely nothing about it until they decided to force, and we had a permit to be there. And they decided to force us out of the park, literally, and back onto Market Street, where we could be attacked for a second time by all of the thugs that were working for the criminal government. So, yeah, this is what they're fighting against, Jason and Mike both. And we are so proud of them and what they're doing, because we saw it. We were in a combat zone, and we saw it firsthand what goes on.
And it started from the minute we left that parking garage until the minute we were able to get the hell out of there.
Attacks
never stopped coming. Golf clubs, slingshots with ball bearings, billy clubs, maize, CS gas, you name it, they had it. But they had all that stuff, and the police just sat there and looked and said, well, grin and bear it, guys. That's the way it was. Jason, would you have anything to add to that right now, brother?
No, I think that, you know, Michael's absolutely right. I mean, these judges and these prosecutors that hate our freedom and the Constitution, they absolutely have no right to be in those roles. They abuse those roles every day against our people, and they shouldn't be in those positions. And they're basically, they're Marxists. I mean, they're hiding behind those positions to discriminate against our people. And setting bonds, you know, in the thousands like that is ridiculous. They shouldn't even be setting a bond at all for exercising their First Amendment right, and they shouldn't even be charged with it. But yeah, the reason these prosecutors set these bonds up so high because they know it makes it very difficult for people, hardworking people, to get bonded out, because if they, you know, say $30,000 cash or professional, then obviously they're not going to come up with $30,000 cash, but if you have to get a bondsman, then you're going to have to, you know, come up with 10% or something around that amount. 20% depends on each state. So, yeah, you may have to come up with several thousand dollars just to get out on a misdemeanor warrant. And it's ridiculous, but they abuse the court system so much against our people. And the average person out there, they're not even aware of it. You know, they're more concerned about the football games. They have no concern or aware that this is what's happening every single day. And so Michael's absolutely right that these people in these positions should not be holding, should not be judges or prosecutors.
You know, if people really, as the average American Joe and Mary, have no idea just how bad the takeover has been. They have no idea until they do go to someplace like Charlottesville, where me and Gene were. I know this is a rhetorical question. Do you think, I guess I'll feel silly asking this because I pretty well know the question. Have we been completely taken over? Jason said Marxist. Mike, have we been completely taken over by a silent communist, Jew communist conspiracy? Have we been taken over?
In my 30 years as an activist, we're almost there now. Conditions for white people have only gotten worse, in my opinion. I've been doing activism for so long, I've seen people going to jail for distributing flyers, holding signs peacefully. There's no reason why white Americans should think that we live in a free country when it's nothing. It's to the contrary. This is not a free country, especially if you're a straight white male. They're going to use lawfare to come after us. If they can't get you criminally, then their other objective is to, you know, file a false lawsuit against you and destroy you financially. So these are just a part of lawfare that's going on right now in America, and it's only going to get worse from here on out.
What do you have to say about that, Gene? Because you were there at Charlottesville, like you said, we saw that up close and personal. Gene, in your opinion, you're a man of the world. You're on these other shows. How many people in the United States are aware of just how bad it is as far as this complete communist takeover, Gene?
Very few. Very few. Because just like Michael said, most people are concerned with their three B's, ball games, a bass boat, and beer. And that's it. If that doesn't affect them, they don't care about what's happening. And they see people being arrested for, you know, for exercising their First Amendment right. And that's why they make all these raids at night at people's homes and act like they're smashing up a drug ring or a group of, you know, Middle Eastern terrorists. I mean, knocking down doors, dragging people out in their underwear and handcuffing them and dragging them through the neighborhood. They're sending a message to everybody. This is what happens when you criticize the regime, and they make it look like they've captured, you know, Osama bin Laden himself, the way they're dragging these people out. So it's a planned intimidation. That's it.
Yes, absolutely. I couldn't have said that better. Thank you so much, Mike, for being on. I guess we'll let you go. And I'd like to get you, please stay in contact with me. I'd like to get you on real soon. We're going to bring Sister Monica on now.
It was a pleasure.
So thank you. So, hey, please stay in touch with me. Be right back, folks.
Experience the untamed spirit of the American West with Range Magazine. Each issue is a visual journey featuring award-winning photography and compelling stories that capture the heart of ranching and rural life. Stay informed on the challenges and triumphs of those who live and work on the land. Subscribe today and receive quarterly editions delivered to your doorstep, and join a community that cherishes the enduring legacy of the Western frontier. Visit rangemagazine.com to subscribe.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
Hello, friends. This is Jacob from Blood River Radio. We call the kings into account and tell the truth to shame the devil on this show every week because we are of the firm conviction that our cause cannot succeed without true revival amongst the remnant, amongst that principled minority of the dispossessed majority. Now is the time to stand and be counted, to do like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow down to the false idols of their day, even under pain of death. Like the 300 mighty men of valor who surrounded the Midianites with Gideon, or the 7,000 men that God told the prophet Elijah had not bowed their knees to Baal in a time when even calling fire down from heaven would not awaken our kinsmen from their slumber. If you are encouraged by our labors in the trenches for the kingdom and the cause of truth, liberty, and righteousness, I urge you to consider supporting this program. No donation is too small. We can do with thousands or even hundreds what our enemies and the powers and the principalities of this present darkness need tens of millions to do. So please donate today at BloodRiverRadio.com and help us take up the hedge and stand in the gap against the great evils of our time.
Come in the morning. Smells like victory.
Dear Blood River Radio family, thank you so much. Like I was just telling Sister Monica, she's coming on. She was supposed to be on a segment ago. But here in Blood River Radio, and probably all live radio, but especially here in Blood River, we always go, we say by the flat seat of our pants, we go with the flow of the show. Hang on 1 second. I got something here. Let me see. Okay. We need to connect Monica because Mike Weaver just left, so Monica can use the line he was on. Oh, thank you so much. We have a little. We're switching Monica on the line. See, we can only have so many lines at one time. I'm talking to the audience right now, our listeners. So since Jacob Excuse me, since Mike bailed, since he's off, now Sister Martha can come out, and Jason is putting Sister Monica on the line that Mike was using. So I want to introduce her, and since she's been off in the weeds, she's supposed to be on a segment ago, we'll bring her up first, let her introduce the audience, have to address the audience. Sister Monica, are you there, bro? Are you there, sister? Okay, so you have a problem over there. So Sister Monica is having a problem with her mic. Give us a quick overview, if you will, if you can. I'm not trying to put you on the spot, Jacob, about what we've been talking about since you came on the air. I would like to say this. I think it all is the same, no matter how many battles were going on. It's all the same battlefield. It's all the same enemy. It's my opinion, Jace. You tell me if I'm wrong. I think this all this crap that we've talked about that's going on in Florida, in Georgia, Douglas County, Georgia, the McMichaels are going on to Georgia, they went through in Georgia, what you're going through in Georgia. It's all what Mike is going through in Georgia, what we're going through here in Tennessee. It's all, every bit of it, y'all, is attack with the end goal is, and it's been going on for centuries, but the end goal, all this being, no matter how much distracting it can be, from, because we're being attacked from so many different areas, so many angles in education, in the colleges, universities, the medical schools, the grammar schools, the churches, social media, it's all, the end goal is the complete utter destruction and elimination of the white race, especially white Christians from the face of the earth. I think you would agree with that, Jason. How about you, Jason?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, the Jews have always been the enemy of white Christians. They do not love our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. They don't love his children, which we recognize is the white race, the Caucasian race. They hate and despise us. They want us to be annihilated and extinct. Anybody that studies history, they can see where Europe had throughout the times exiled Jews from Europe because they were so anti-Christianity in Europe, and they were such a manipulator in their forms of deceit in those various states. And so this is not anything new. This is something that's been going on for hundreds and thousands of years. The same roles that we are seeing today. These laws that are being enacted against white people, they're being funded and orchestrated by the Jewish lobbyists, the Israeli lobbyists, in various states. And the reason they're doing that is because they want to silence our people. They want to silence white Christians to be vocal, to voice an objection to the stranglehold that the Jews have on our culture and our race. And they don't want us to be vocal about that. So that's why they're enacting legislation in various states. That's why they have prosecutors and judges that despise our people, and so the Jews themselves, even though they do not have complete control, and they don't have control, or we would not be on the air right now, they are always making ways and putting roadblocks for our people, and that this is something they have constantly been doing over periods of time wherever there's been white Christianity. They are opposition and opposes our people and our culture. So it's not a surprise to us, those that are maybe listening, but definitely, the host here, it doesn't surprise us, but it is something that the average person up there is truly not aware of. And so we just have to constantly combat that as much as we can, even though we may be facing tribulations in our times, with lawsuits or being arrested, We still can't allow that us to be silent. We still have to be vocal in every form or fashion that we can do.
Amen. That's one of the reasons I respect and admire Mike Weaver so much, because he, as he said on the radio, there is a warrant out for his arrest with this huge bond hanging over his head for a misdemeanor. Now, I hear that we have Sister Monica is able to come on now. And Sister Monica and I were talking about today or yesterday, I believe it was, you know, that time, the way time is. And we were discussing, and Sister Monica talked about what other race, what other group of people can have a sitting governor of the state of the Florida to do. Sister Monica, are you there? Can you hear me now, Sister Monica?
I am. I'm listening to you. Go ahead with that. We had a good little discussion about that.
Yes.
Somebody goes to another country to get the law signed in.
Well, since we talked about that, since we this show, we got filed by the seat of our pants. We had to go with the roll of the flow. Since you're just coming in, continue with that. Tell the people, our precious listeners, the conversation we had. A city, United States governor of a major state, going with his tail between his legs to a foreign country. Pick up on that, Sister Monica.
Exactly. You know, if that alone doesn't tell us who is actually calling the shots. So Governor DeSantis of Florida, he went over to Israel to sign this anti-Semitism bill into law, and it was his second trip over. And I don't remember the details of the two different laws, but both of them had to do with anti-Semitism and or, you know, Holocaust or whatever. But regardless, they were laws which are really anti-white European stock people and pro-Jewish lies and, you know, hegemony, really. But when else has that happened, that somebody goes to a foreign country to sign a bill into existence, sign a law into existence? I don't know of any. And, I mean, that alone should tell us who is he working for and what was this for. Like, why did he do that? Was that to basically lick their whatevers and show how subservient we are to them over there in Israel, the land of, you know, budding university for criminals and a safe haven for felons, convicted felons? You know, I mean, really, it doesn't get any more blatant in your face. So I did enjoy listening to Michael Weaver speaking, and I believe that is Pastor Rob on air still here with us. Is that correct?
He's the son, Jason Rob. He's the lawyer. He's the attorney.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Jason Rob. Sorry about that.
I was laughed that I went on the dark side.
Well, no. Before we go to break, I'm going to ask Jason Rob, and I propose this question to Monica of the day, Sister Monica. Jason, could this possibly be what DeSantis did going to Israel with his tail between his legs? Could that be possibly a violation of the Logan Act? Or, you may not familiar, I don't know.
I believe it is, but, you know, I mean, realistically, are charges going to be filed? I mean, is DeSantis going to be arrested, or is he, you know, for espionage? Is he for trying to betray the United States, you know, government or the state because of the fact that he went to Israel and basically, you know, in cahoots with them to subvert the rights of white citizens here in the United States? Of course not. And it shows, you know, the great influence that, you know, these Jewish politicians and leaders, how much they have on our elected officials. Our elected officials, they are deeply afraid to go against the Jewish establishment, the Zionist establishment.
Well, last question before we go to break. I probably should let Sister Monica ask this. What if DeSantis had flown to Russia and had a private audience with Putin? Would that have been a violation? Do you think
I think it's a rhetorical question, yes,
yes,
Eddie.
I think so. Well, people, I'll tell you what, this hour has gone by. We're going to the third hour. It's going to be a five-minute break, so you have plenty of time to use the restroom, get coffee, get just your sandwich right quick, like anything you want to do. We'll be back in 5 minutes. So do not leave. We got Sister Monica coming back. The Bitter Ender's still here. Jacob's still here. Jason's still here. So we'll be right back, folks.